First item on the agenda is do a roll call. So, you want to name off names? Or just go around the table? I'll go around the table. All right. David Miller.
Rick Ziegenfuss.
Buddy Roberts.
Charles McCarthy.
Brian Caperton.
Randy Hayes.
And our audience is?
Frank Miller, Southwest District MoDOT.
Christopher Kinsel from HDR.
Travis Heyer from HDR.
Next item is approval of minutes. I glanced at him. I think we might have spelled Kirk Duranis' name wrong. Did anybody catch that? Everybody, it's Andrew Seiler. That's what it was. Second paragraph on the second page. I think there's an extra letter in there, but I'm not really sure how Andrew spelled his name. It's S-E-I-L-E-R.
Yes.
Yeah. There's an extra A in Seiler.
Down there on under old business, second sentence, that should be your name in there. You responded to the water line broke on the Gretna Road.
Oh, so instead of Randy responded, it's David responded.
You actually responded to that.
Any other corrections?
I would propose we accept the minutes as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I oppose, same sign. Did everybody get the little agenda? I guess you did. Okay. The first item is transportation priority matrix. And you talked to the consultants, so. Sure, you want to come on up?
Yeah,
you want to go over this. Mr. Chair, you can grab one of those chairs there if you want.
All right. I think you all received, well, those of you who have email, received an email from us, and I think some received some things hard copy. What we've done since then is actually compressed some of the stuff we sent into, hopefully, it's more compressed. I won't say it's simpler to understand, but it's a little more compressed. Pass that over. Tom Ryan has been working with the folks on this priority matrix, and I'm Christopher Kinsel. I'm a colleague of his from HDR. Unfortunately, some of you may or may not know Tom's no longer with HDR, so I'm helping out on this this activity. So, again, I'm Christopher Kinsel. I'm up in the Kansas City office of HDR, transportation planner slash traffic engineer, and so.
Christopher, can you spell your last name for us?
Yeah, K-I-N-Z-E-L.
Thank you.
Sure. And today, I guess, sort of a little bit, I actually talked to Chairman Miller the other day about this, and it's I think it's a little bit of maybe getting caught up on both sides. I think with Tom not being involved in the process anymore, and also with sort of Frank Preston not being involved in the process, there's been a couple loose ends that we might want to talk about and then try to move forward on. So did everyone get a copy of this first handout? Basically, this is just a compression of the categories that this committee has come up with by which you'll will weigh different projects. And so there's on the left, we have these big categories of congestion relief, economic competitiveness, mobility, quality of communities, access to opportunity, environmental protection, safety, and taking care of the system. And each of those were given a weight for both for major and minor projects. So, and then each of those are divided up into subcategories, which are then given more weights. And the idea is that going forward, you can apply these to each project that we look at. We can come back to that in a second. I'm going to give one other handout here. And basically what this is we sent four or five different spreadsheets for different projects. It was a lot to absorb. This is essentially a compression of those onto one sheet. It's not very pretty, but it puts everything in one place. And it sort of talks, it sort of talks to the point of what all these criteria look at when you start evaluating projects. It's my understanding that the committee working with Frank had put together a list of three projects per district.
We originally were going to do ten per district, and then we scaled back, I think, three per district, so we, as a kind of test, am I remembering that right?
And we had, I think that's a place where the loop hasn't closed. I think when Frank left, I'm not sure that list, the list didn't make it to HDR, and so if that list was all compiled into one place. So what one of the things we need to talk about is just how to get that list back and get it into this format. But this is sort of the matrix, a matrix format of these priorities, or of these, how you look at these projects. We've listed five projects that folks had started working on here, and just sort of are showing how you go through under this blue inputs area. You know, here's all the things under these different categories. Congestion relief is, you know, what's the level of service and how much traffic does the facility carry? Economic competitiveness has several categories. Each one of those has several categories that you then need to rate each project by. And so on the spreadsheet we had sent before, basically that's all that compressed. Each one was for a separate project. Now each project on this page I handed out is just a separate line. And then as you go under, the right side is where you kind of score all these things, and that comes out of the ratings that you develop, basically taking these inputs, this is how they translate into scoring. And it's preliminary because we need to collect crash data. There's still some data in here that needs to be collected. And so these numbers aren't even correct at this point. It's just showing you the tool and how you could use it and begin to apply it to projects. And from here, you know, it takes a bit of effort from here to, if we were going to get those 21 projects and do the analysis required to rank them, that may be something either the county wants to do or have a consultant do. But that's kind of, we've brought it to this step for you, and then from here, it's the next step is up to this committee what you want to do with it. I will say that as you look, there's a lot of numbers on this page, and as you look at it, there are some things that when you actually see them applied, they kind of jump out as, okay, it was good when we started this, we wanted to be somewhat compatible with MoDOT's criteria for how they rank projects statewide. There's some of these as you look at them that maybe we may want to consider shrinking the categories or refine the categories a little bit, because as you look at them, for example, under economic competitiveness, things like, is this a strategic corridor and does it support regional economic opportunities? Those are great categories, because if you've got a project that's going to open up for development or support economic development or those kinds of things. But when you look at some of these things about poverty and unemployment levels, usually those statistics, you know, when you're looking at the whole state, it may make a difference. When you're looking at the county, those kinds of fine-grained things, we're probably going to end up answering the same thing to almost every question, just because of the way you collect data on that kind of thing. So we might suggest that some categories like that, you know, we might want to refine. I didn't want to get into too much detail on that. If the committee wants to talk more about that, we can certainly do that. But there's data that we need to be collected on each of these. You have to get the traffic volumes. You have to get the safety data. Some of the other items are fairly easy to fill in because there's the yes-no kinds of questions. Some of them are subjective. Some of them are a little more objective. But the more categories you have, the more questions you have to answer for each project. So this is the direction this is heading. Wanted to hear the committee's thoughts on where you want to go from here, and if you have any questions on what I'm showing you today.
All right. The one thing Christopher told me, I asked him, because I'm getting a little confused myself, how we came to have Tom Ryan helping us and HDR, and we haven't been paying them. They've just kind of been doing it for free, I think.
That's correct.
And we talked about the amount of data that's missing here. I know we got Great River working on costs because of the TEEP program come up with cost estimates that'll fill in one of the, well, actually, the cost wasn't even
called. Not showing on here, but we should.
But what's your thoughts? Do we need to hire HDR to fill us in? Is there going to be a new Frank Preston that has some time to work on it? I don't know.
It's a good question. We asked, you know, we asked about the cost, and he said that HDR was doing it because they helped wants to get, they got this, and other counties would pay for it.
Okay, so he was just doing it just for free?
He was doing it for free because it looked like business, new business for HDR, if they, we could work this out as Tane County. That was his answer for that, that time. But now I think, you know, when you, you go on, we're going to have somebody more dedicated to both Tane and HDR. That means you might have to pay.
Randy, what do you see? I mean, I have kind of a feeling about whether the county's anxious to get a new road and bridge administrator on board. Where are you, what are you thinking the atmosphere is there?
At this point in time, I know they're probably going to review applications. They've been taking applications for that position, so I'm sure there's going to be another person filling that position. As far as how much role they'll play, I'm sure he'll be taking over. As far as this, how you want to do that, I'm not sure who it'll be. Or
you don't have a timeline or any of that kind of stuff. No. Have you applied?
No.
Okay. So we know it's not you. All right. So we're not sure who it is, but we know who it's not. Okay. Given that information, I think this is a pretty important part of what we're doing. And so I would opt to somehow or another get a more dedicated effort on this that we can kind of make sure that it goes forward. Now, what form that takes, I guess I'd be open to that. But I think we should actually continue to get a product someday of what we're doing.
You know, I'm not opposed to looking into another individual, but I don't want another Frank Preston. I don't want lip service. I want to see results. And to me, if it's HDR person, that's fine. I think we need some parameters out there as far as what it's going to cost us first before we pull the trigger.
And the funds the county commission set aside, they gave us some money. We took part of that to do the match, and there's a little pot left, right?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. It wasn't in the budget, but it's in the budget.
That's correct.
Do we have, and Randy, you may know the answer to this, do we have any discretionary level at county of saying if it's below $5,000, we can go ahead and contract? If it's above, we have to do bids? Or are you aware of anything like that?
Well, our parameters, if anything over $4,500, we have to bid.
Okay, and I think that's a kind of thing. So if we get a scope of this project that's going to be larger than $4,500, I think county policy would probably say we have to go out for bids. If it's something that can be done for less than that, then I would think that we could engage somebody to continue if they're working on it or whatever.
Assume the county hires engineers with proposals and not bids, I would guess.
Well, and that could be. And
I don't know.
You guys are engineers. Yeah. Do they have just your qualifications on?
They just do based on qualifications.
So they have your qualifications on record all the time, and so they've pre-approved, and if we select from that group, Travis, you kind of...
Well, they have all the qualifications.
Our tail's going to be in the crack, not yours.
I mean, they do, you know, RFPs and RFQs, but it's not a fee-based selection.
Okay. All right. That's good. And, Christopher, you said it, some of the data that we need is the scratch information. And if we had a gun-ho Frank Preston on board, that staff person could do it. But without some of the time to spend doing it, I think we're going to have to have a consultant to gather that data, right?
And I think we're, at least initially, I'm all right with just the Highway Patrol report rather than having for us to go through and scan sheriff's records and local police records and all that jazz. I think just use the Highway Patrol